morning, church. Nicole here, and gosh, it feels so good to be able to bring a message of peace to you this morning. To be honest with you, though, being asked to share about peace in a time like this is somewhat of a humorous irony on God's part. Obviously, with a global pandemic affecting everyone, pandemic aside even, for me in particular, as some of you may already know, I started my master's in business this year, and everything since making that decision has been anything but peaceful. But as oftentimes as I found with the way God operates, it's not until you reflect and look back at what's actually happened when you realize the full extent to which God has worked and played a key role in the journey. So I wanted to start with a little insight into the past 4 years of my journey at uni. My university experience has definitely been an experience. 3 years of doing a Bachelor of International Hospitality Management, and now a year and a half doing my master's. Currently writing my thesis, you'd think maybe, the former is twice as long as the latter. Surely that means there's more opportunity for stressful experiences there. No. This year I found more often than not when people would ask me, "Hey Nicole, how are you doing?" My typical response would be, "I'm tired," as if that hesitation was not already answer enough. Or when people would ask me, "Hey Nicole, what are your plans for the rest of the day?" Or, "You doing anything this weekend?" My typical response would be, "Oh yeah, nothing much, just crying," which is my overdramatic way of saying, "I'll be studying." Especially nowadays, the number of times my mother, bless her soul, has had to encourage me to actually take a break, step away from the screen, and take proper care of myself has been way too many times to count. To me, peace was this elusive little thing that I just couldn't seem to get a hold on for long enough. Surely someone can relate to that. The thing is, when I was asked to do this, I had done what I usually do. As the typical academic nerd that I am, I started researching. I opened up my Bible, I flipped to the back, looked at the handy concordance, I found verse references to peace, and I even started Bible plans about peace on my Bible app, the whole shebang. And not that this was wrong in any way, but halfway through writing what is likely to be a perfectly adequate message, I stopped, and I started on this. You see, I love to tell a good story. I like adding my own character and personal flair. I love adding a touch of drama here and there. But I realized I was going about it all wrong, because although I have learned a lot from this past year alone and have plenty of stories I could tell you about finding peace in chaos, this message is just as much for me as it is for you. So, what better stories to tell than straight from the Bible? See, I feel as though after what I've read and researched and even experienced firsthand, peace isn't just those rare moments that we earn. Sure, we can try all we like, and at times we may even be able to find it if we look hard enough in the right places. But peace isn't just found in the moments where we're able to escape the busyness of life. Peace is a person, one we can find despite the busyness of life. And we need to seek that person, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, in order to find peace. Jesus, the Prince of Peace, God in human form, lived anything but a peaceful life. The Bible tells us that much. The very days leading up to his birth were super chaotic. And here's where my storytelling abilities kind of come into play. However, I do advise, as a disclaimer, maybe not quote me on some of the things that I'll be saying, as I will play up the drama a wee bit. So here we go. Imagine Mary. You're newly engaged. You're ready to live a life with the man that you love. Wedding planning is a bit of a drag, but it's chugging along. The date is set, the caterers are all booked, and an angel appears out of nowhere. Of course, you're terrified. Your soul leaves your body from the scare of not only having something pop out of nowhere, but also from seeing an actual angel of the Lord. And of course, ironically, the first thing it says to you is, do not be afraid. You found favor with God, and congratulations, you're pregnant. Okay. Fast forward to the day of the birth. You've had to travel with your hubby-to-be, Joseph's hometown, for a census. You're going to Bethlehem, and you just want to rest. Kick up your feet and get this baby out of you. And of course, upon arrival, all the rooms are booked, and all you can land is a stable, which you gotta take because Jesus is coming. Now, imagine Joseph. You're engaged to Mary, the proposal went fantastically, the supposed love of your life approaches you and tells you she's pregnant, and you know for a fact you haven't actually slept with her at all. And that, I quote from Matthew 1:18, she became pregnant through the power of the Holy Spirit. Not a line you hear every day. And before you can take action, an angel comes to you. Again, frightening as that already is. And still it tells you not to be afraid. And that Mary is telling the truth. Okay. Fast forward to the day of the birth. You're traveling to your hometown because of a census with a very pregnant fiance. And the woman is still telling you to ask for directions, even though it is literally your hometown. You get there, and of course, all the inns are booked up. You forgot to make your reservation in advance. You manage to catch an innkeeper that's willing to offer his stable for the night. And you figure, you'll take it, because Mary's about to pop. She gives birth, and shortly after, men start visiting. Some even bringing gifts, which, you know, you only just managed to stomach the idea because an angel of the Lord told you not to be afraid. How crazy is that? And I only focused on two characters of the story. And yet, the outcome was just as God had willed it to be. A beautiful birth of the Lord Jesus Christ. Life can be crazy, and there's always something happening. But peace, the person, should be sought purposefully. And that's what I want to emphasize today. We can even take a couple pages from Jesus' playbook. Despite having a roller coaster of a life, Jesus managed to seek peace throughout it all. Just to name a couple of instances, as a young boy, although giving his parents a heart attack and thinking that they had lost him, he was found at the temple, finding physical peace in the environment of his father. Later in life, while in the midst of a literal storm at sea, he slept soundly in mental peace, knowing his father was in complete control. Even at the cusp of his betrayal, he sought God to find comfort and be still, the entirety of his being still trusting God despite knowing what was to come, finding that spiritual peace. And finally, relational peace, putting us before himself with his final words on the cross being, Father, forgive them. What an example of peace. He checked off every box in my Bible's definition of peace, and this is where the concordance comes in handy. According to my Bible, it says, peace means a state of tranquility or quiet, a pact of agreement to end hostilities between those who have been at war or in the state of enmity, harmony in personal relations, especially with God, a state of security or order within a community, freedom from disquieting or oppressive thoughts or emotions. Where do you need to find peace today? Do you need to step away from work for a bit and have a change in the physical environment to seek the Prince of Peace? Do you need to find mental peace in your thoughts and emotions through self-reflection or creative outlets? Do you need to find spiritual peace and spend some time in prayer with your God and conversation? Do you need to find relational peace with a person or people that you need to settle things with in your heart? Or do you need a combination of all those things? Today, I want to encourage you to practice identifying the areas in which you need to find peace and take action to seek the person embodying peace, God, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, to help you through it all. And at times, I admit, this may not be easy, especially in these times, but I couldn't think of a more fitting verse to finish this message with, coming from John 14:27, and this is before Jesus ascended into heaven. It says, "I am leaving you with a gift, peace of mind and heart, and the peace I give is a gift the world cannot give. So do not be troubled or afraid." Lord Jesus, thank you for this peace that we have access to, the ability to be able to have a conversation of peace embodied in a person. Thank you, Lord, that we can still find peace amidst the chaos of life. And I pray that you will help us to seek that peace and take action so that we be able to find and strengthen our relationship with you. And I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Be blessed.